on to the business at hand, as we've been trying to do periodically here since the show started. This is the second month in a row that good things are happening in people's TSP accounts.
That's right. And actually, it's the first time in 6 months and only the fourth time this year that I'm able to report for your listeners that all of the TSP funds performed in positive territory during the month of October. We can run through some numbers
here,
if you like.
Let's, because they're good ones.
When they stink,
we don't want to hear it. But since these are good, let's talk about them.
Okay, very good. The G fund up 0.14%. The F fund up 0.11. The C fund up 10.93.
Jeez.
The S fund up 14.09. That's a one-month number, by the way. And the I fund up 9.48. The L funds all array the way you would expect them to, with the L income, which is the least risk, coming in at 2.31, 2020 fund at 6.18, 2030, 7.68, 2040, 8.83, and the riskiest of the L funds, the 2050 fund, 9.92.
The number here in this whole chart that jumped out at me was the 12-month return on the C fund. Now, we've gone back and forth, not you and I personally, but the anybody that's in the C fund, about with exactly how it's doing. And there have been some months in the past 12 that are not so hot. And yet, because of the performance, I guess primarily in September and October, we're still doing an 8% increase, which is right where you want to be for long-term financial planning over the past 12 months in the C fund. That's not bad.
That's right. It's not bad at all. But remember, some of that was picked up at the end of 2010 because we did have a terrific December.
Yeah.
In the C fund last December. But you're right, and this is the way you have to look at it over time, even after 6 dreadful months, as we've that year, certainly in the I fund. I look down that I fund from May through October, and all I see are parentheses with negatives. Same thing for the S fund, as a matter of fact, and come to think of it, for the C fund as well, 5 in a row at any rate there. So, it's been a rough haul here, but over time, whether it's looking back over the year to date or the last 12 months or, in fact, over the last 10 years, it is positive.
Well, you sent me some interesting numbers over the past 10 years that I wanted to ask you about, too, for the individual funds and for the life cycle funds. And as you and I were talking about, kidding around a little bit before we went on the air, if you look at these annual returns over the past however long, now the numbers you have obviously for the G fund go all the way back to the beginning of the TSP.
That's right.
The same thing for the F and the C. The S and the I have not been around as long. But all of these funds, except for all the equity funds, we'll say, CS and I, have big low bars, meaning negative returns, for the early 2000s, for 2008, and otherwise they don't have huge ups necessarily, but since the ups are cumulative, these are all in positive territory for the last 10 years.
That's right. What we are looking at really over the last 10 years are two big bubbles. If you look back in the 2001-2002 period, that's what was referred to as the dot-com bubble, of course. And then in 2008, we all remember it well because we still live with it, the real estate bubble.
Yeah.
But aside from those two, the markets have performed admirably and provided good returns to investors. But unfortunately, you don't know when those bubbles are around or are going to burst. You might have a sense, but no one knows for sure, certainly not on a day-to-day, week-to-week, or month-to-month basis. So so you have to factor that into your analysis as you decide what your risk tolerance is.
One observation that I make, it's not a question directed toward you necessarily. It's just something I'm throwing out there. I noticed, too, from 2001 to 2010, a deterioration in the annual return in the G fund. Now, it's never gone into negative territory.
That's right.
But the perception that I think folks have that you're going to gain every year by staying in the G fund is not necessarily correct, because the 2010 returned 2.81%, 2009 2.97%, but back in the early parts of the decade it was gaining 4 and 5% a year, and it's gone down from that, and because of where we are in interest rates and the treasuries that support the G, I imagine we're probably not going to see that 4 or 5% anytime soon.
Well, you're exactly right in your analysis there, that the interest rate climate has gone down steadily, and as it has, of course, G fund interest rates, which are calculated monthly based on the intermediate and long-term rate of treasuries outstanding in the public markets, has declined. This month, the G fund is being invested at 1.75%. So that rate has gone down, but you can see right next to it, as interest rates have gone down, the F fund has performed quite well over that 10-year period, and that's because in periods of declining interest rate rates, when you have bonds in a bond fund that are purchased earlier and they have the higher rates, they continue to pay those premiums, those coupon premiums, into the fund. So the relative value goes up, even as interest rates on new issues are going down.
Back in the spring, we did what I'd like to do again next week, and that is I'd like you to give me a little primer on the F and the S, because those seem to be the forgotten funds. So let's talk about those a little bit and remind people what they do next week.
Sounds like a plan.